In the order, no hits.
And Gill out to deep right field. Has a chance to leave the ballpark. It's gone! A three-run shot for Rick Ankiel back in the major leagues. Remarkable. 5-0 St. Louis.
And a fly ball hit deep to right field. And this ball is out of here and over the seats. Rick Ankiel into the Cubby Cove. And Rick Ankiel has given the Braves a 5-4 lead.
Welcome back, Second City Sports on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Lakina and Sydney guest co-hosting with me today. On the line, we got an MLB veteran pitcher and outfielder. He played for the Cardinals, the Braves, and the Nationals. Those are some of his highlights. He also has a best-selling book out right now on the New York Times called The Phenom. At the E, Rick Ankiel on Twitter. Rick, how are ya?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, Rick, what made you decide to write this book? I mean, people who've known your story, your backstory, what made you decide to write it, to put it down on paper?
Well, when I went through the throwing stuff, you know, I couldn't find literature on it. And, you know, the thing about it is nobody really wanted to talk about it who went through it. And, you know, now that I made it to the other side of it, I understood that my voice could inspire people, just talking about my experiences with it. Because it's not only in baseball or in professional sports that people deal with this, but people deal with it in different, you know, professional walks of life. So once I had offers to write a book and to make a movie when I was still playing, but I always felt that it would be a distraction. And I wouldn't have been ready to do it while I was still in uniform. But now that I'm done, understanding that I could possibly inspire somebody, I went ahead and wrote it. And up to this point, it's been great. I've had a ton of great feedback, and I'm glad I did it.
Hi, Wake. This is Sid here. I want to ask you about the different managers that you play for. One Hall of Fame manager that you play for, his name was Tony La Russa. Tell me from your vantage point, since you play for him, what makes him a Hall of Fame manager, and what did he do to help you through your struggles in St. Louis?
Tony is by far the most prepared manager that I ever played for. I mean, when it comes to as far as making moves and being ahead of anybody else or the other manager and the other team, what they're going to do, he always has something ready for you. If they do a trick play, he'll have five trick plays waiting for you. And I think that really discourages the other manager from messing around, and now you're just playing baseball. You know, as far as Tony helping me with the throwing stuff, you know, Tony, Dave Duncan, the organization, they really just put their arm around me and tried to support me as best they could. And, you know, we all talked about what we thought would be best and whether it'd be best to keep throwing or just go home and take some time off. And for me, personally, I felt like it would better to be keep throwing, because if I would have went home, you know, I'd have been throwing at home anyway. So why not stay there and keep trying to figure it out? And, you know, them talking with me and Harvey Dorfman and everybody just trying to support me the best they could, like I said. And I'm thankful that I was there with the Cardinals and with them, because they were a big help.
Now, what about your favorite teammates? I know you said you've been very open and say that your teammates were very supportive when you went through everything. What was that like?
It was great. I mean, the same thing. You know, it's first of all, they tried to support me as much as they could. And then the second part of it is that, you know, when you talk about the yips or the thing, the monster, whatever name you want to use, it's one of those taboo things that, you know, if you didn't know me before it happened to me, you would have said this thing, you know, just that kind of thing would never have happened to this kid. And I think for some players, that was the scary part about it, because, you know, once they've seen it happening to me, it becomes real and they know that it can happen to them. It's one of those things that aren't talked about in the clubhouse because people are afraid of it. So it's like, even though they wanted to support me and put their arm around me, at the same time, they didn't want to touch me because some of them felt like it might rub off on them.
I know that you're doing work, Rick, now on the television side for the St. Louis Cardinals. You take a look at the players that that excite people today, like Mike Trout of the Angels, Jose Bautista of the Toronto Blue Jays, and, of course, Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers, and Bryce Harper of the Nationals. Now, those players that I mentioned, they all have fun-loving personalities, with the exception of Trout. Some people are complaining that those kinds of personalities don't have room in the game of baseball. Where do you differ on that? Or do you agree that there should be room for fun personalities in the game of baseball?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, everybody has a different personality, period. I mean, you're going to have outgoing guys, people who like to have fun. You're going to have people that take it more serious, and that's in any profession. So to say that we don't have room for that, to me, doesn't make sense. I think there's plenty of room for it. Look, these guys make it exciting. It's fun to watch Bryce Harper go get in a fight with somebody or hit a big home run and pimp it. I don't. It doesn't bother me. I think, if anything, it adds more to the excitement. And if we didn't have those personalities, maybe baseball might be a little bit more boring. So to me, I welcome it. I mean, all these guys you mentioned are great players. There's definitely room for it. It doesn't matter what your personality is. If your talent is that great, somebody's always going to have room for you.
Talking to Rick Gankiel, former MLB pitcher and fielder. Now, to follow up on that, how did you feel about Yasuo Puig giving the double bird after that home run? I mean, you know, there's sort of people around there were sort of like were split on how they felt about that. How did you feel about that?
I think that's a little overboard. You know, you're making an obscene gesture on national TV, and you should be smart enough not to do that kind of thing. So whatever criticism comes with that, he deserves it. If he would have pinched it in a normal fashion with something that wouldn't have been obscene, then so be it. But, I mean, come on. He's been in the game long enough and here long enough to not do something like that.
Rick, I want to go back to the St. Louis Cardinals, the team that you follow now on the television side. Talk about the addition of Dexter Fowler. Of course, we saw him in Chicago with the Cubs last year, finally bringing them a World Series home for the first time in 108 years. Evaluate his play for us as a St. Louis Cardinal.
You know, before he signed the season, you know, I mean, come on, he was one of the driving forces for that Cubs team. I mean, they, you know, the slogan went, "You go, we go." And certainly when you look at the Cubs numbers, when he was leading off and playing in the game, how much better they played as a team, you know, you can understand why the Cardinals would want to bring him over and have him do the same thing for them, especially because in the leadoff spot for the Cardinals had not been a real good, they hadn't found anybody to really take that position as a true leadoff hitter who could hit and steal and play perennial defense the way he does. I think, too, when you add in his personality, he's so outgoing. Guys tend to gravitate towards him, and he can, you know, be a good part of that clubhouse and bringing guys together and keeping it fun. You know, for me, watching the Cardinals, they've been so up and down this year. I just hope that they can put it together. You mix in the hitting, get the bullpen where it needs to be, and hopefully, you know, that Central Division is such a tight race. It's still open to anybody, and there's still plenty of time for them to get better and take control of it and find themselves in the playoffs.
Now, Rick, what about the whole the MLB as a whole? Who have been your surprise team so far this season?
I think my biggest surprise has been the Yankees. You know, on paper before the season, I just don't think that you saw this coming, but they have their young guys stepping up. You have the veterans, Matt Holliday, that they brought in. Aaron Judge doing what he's doing is absolutely amazing. I feel like it's must-watch TV. I mean, this guy gets up to bat, and even if I know the pitcher, unfortunately, I'm hoping he hangs it just to see how far this kid hits it. It's a beautiful thing. You know, you look at him, and what makes him so unique? I mean, this guy's probably one of the biggest guys we've ever had play baseball. So he sets himself apart by that reason. I think he has a chance to be the face of baseball for that reason because he is so unique. Unique and so big, and it's fun to watch. So I'm excited to see how the Yankees do. Boston's starting to play better in that division, so it'll be interesting to see how that race plays out.
Another surprise team that I want to bring up is the Colorado Rockies. We talked about them on our previous segment. Do you think that they could be a serious contender along with the Arizona Diamondbacks out west to possibly knock out the LA Dodgers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at their lineup, they can hit with anybody. They're as athletic as it comes. You know, the biggest surprise for them has been their starting pitching. You know, if their starting pitching can continue to do what they do, and then you have Greg Holland coming back and having a comeback year and being who he was in Kansas City, which is just shutting down the end of the game in the bullpen there. They're an exciting team. Like I said, they can hit with anybody. Same thing with the Diamondbacks. You look at them, they're young, they're athletic. I mean, they can cover so much ground. Two exciting young teams in our game, and like you said, it'll be exciting to watch them come down the race here to see if they can knock off the Dodgers or compete with them and take a wild card spot at least.
Now, Rick, we'll get you out of here on this. What advice would you give to young athletes, not just young baseball players, but young athletes in general, what you went through and you were able to come back even better, even on a different position? What advice would you give young athletes out there?
To enjoy it and have fun. I mean, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You know, the biggest thing when I'm dealing with pitchers by themselves is when you're playing catch, don't just go through the motions. Have a purpose of why you're out there. So when you're playing catch with a guy, try to hit him in his right shoulder. Try to hit him in his left shoulder. Hit him in his belt. Use the other guy's body like the strike zone. Have a purpose for what you're doing. There's only so many throws you have in your arm. Take advantage of it. Use that guy like he would be a catcher. And every time you throw the ball, have a purpose.
All right, at the Rick and Keel, that's T-H-E-E, Rick and Keel on Twitter. You can get the Thenom in various bookstores on Amazon. I'm sure it's everywhere. You can also, if you're in St. Louis, you can watch Rick and Keel cover Cardinal games pre and post. So, Rick, thank you so much for joining us. Hope we can get you back on soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rick.
So that's Rick and Keel.